A young boy came back from school one afternoon, and his grandmother was at home waiting for him. And when he came back, his grandmother asked, "What did you learn about in school today?" He said, "Well, we learned about good manners. We learned how to say please and thank you, yes sir and no sir, yes ma'am and no ma'am." Grandmother said, "That's a wonderful thing." She said, "And are you going to remember that and use those words like you're supposed to?" He said, "Yep, I sure will." There was, once upon a time, something that we as Southerners were known for, our Southern hospitality. And like so many of the things with Southern culture, that too seems to be gone with the wind. But one thing that needs to be retrieved from the wind and brought back. The word hospitality comes from the Latin word hospitalitas, which is actually a word for welcome. And of course, if we bid welcome to somebody, what we're doing is we're offering that person the chance to come and refresh themselves, to be well once again, to come back into wellness. And this comes back from ancient times when people depended on one another for their very survival. Any traveler going from point A to point B who needed some kind of rest and refreshment would find a place of hospitality, find a place to rest their body and their mind, have something to eat and drink, and were well again to go back on their journey. When you think about it, this is something that Christians have done from the very beginning, to treat Brother Nunner with hospitality, because our life in this world is connected to our life in the next world. We help one another to get to heaven, obviously, but we also help one another here to get from point A to point B, to go on with our lives. None of us is completely independent. All of us are dependent, first of all, on God, but we're also interdependent on one another. Which is why hospitality was seen, even in the Old Testament, as one of the greatest virtues that the people of God could show. And Jesus tells us the same thing in the Gospel. "Whatever you do for the least of my brothers and sisters, you do for me. When I was hungry, you gave me drink. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was hungry, you gave me food. I was naked, you clothed me," etc., etc. What we do for others, we essentially do for Christ. So when a guest does come to our homes, and we have a nice, comfortable place for them to come and refresh themselves, we offer them a beverage, for example. We give them a clean house. If they're coming for a meal, we have good food and a well-set table. We offer pleasant conversation. These things might seem small and trite to some people, but in effect, those things that we do every day, our good manners, our hospitality, begins to reflect our Christian faith and a faith that is shown in our love for one another. It shows respect for ourselves and respect for other persons. That we honor other persons, and in turn we bring honor to ourselves. We protect our good name and we protect the good name of others. This is simply what we do, not only as human beings, but certainly as Christians. We welcome one another. We bear with one another. We help one another. And our crosses, as Jesus talks about, if we don't take up our crosses, we're not worthy of them. Our crosses may not always be our own personal problems, or personal sicknesses, or our personal difficult situations, but crosses are also the problems and sicknesses of other persons, or their own difficult situations. Or the problem might be just other people themselves and the way that they behave. Keep in mind that when Jesus carried the cross, he needed the help of Simon. He needed the help of Simon, and sometimes you and I become Simon to somebody else and helping them to carry their crosses as well. Jesus reminds us that greater love than this no man has than to lay down his life for his friends. And Christ is calling us to do that. So those who put themselves at risk or even give up their lives for the sake of others should certainly be honored, should be respected. We call such persons heroes, and that's exactly what that person is. And Christ wants every one of us as Christians to become heroes ourselves. In a world that's filled with selfishness and a world that's filled with ingratitude, he's wanting us to be selfless, to show kindness, to show hospitality, to show respect, and to show gratitude. This is something sorely needed today, as senses of honor have all but disappeared. Now, one not need to be a hero in a grand sense, but an everyday hero. An everyday hero who shows through our hospitality and generosity that we seek to make life better for other people. That's what we're here for. We're here to make life better for ourselves, obviously, but not for ourselves only, but for other people. Whenever we take care of ourselves, for example, we stay healthy not because it's a personal thing, but to be able to serve our spouses, our families, our parish, our community. In these days, when acts of kindness and acts of mercy are rarely seen, when gratitude is rarely given, gratitude must be seen as a sign of great humility. None of us is superior to God. None of us is superior to one another, when you think about it. All created for different purposes, but just to love God before all things. As Jesus says, whoever loves anyone, mother, father, son, daughter, friend, family, whatever it might be, more than me, that person is not worthy to take up his cross, not worthy to follow after me. But if we put God above all, if we put others before ourselves, putting ourselves last, and live a life of service, and do so with gratitude to God for his goodness to us, what great things can happen. Now, Christ Jesus gave us the greatest example of his own self-giving as he died on the cross for our salvation. And he reminds us that whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. If we do what Christ did, an imitation of him out of love for one another, then we see great things happening. We live in a world that's like animals. I look out for number one, look out for myself, and we see what happens. Chaos and division. But when we seek to love and serve God, when we seek to love and serve others, then we see harmony, we see peace, we see cooperation, we see true human living as God intended it. Whoever receives you receives me. Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. So we can ask ourselves, in our thoughts, are we fixed on Christ? What kind of language do we use? Are our words good and holy? Do our words reflect Christ living in us? Our actions, our way of dress, our manners, anything that we do and everything that we do, wherever we find ourselves, does it speak of Christ living in us? Do we show that sign of humility and love with words like please and thank you, reminding us of the gratitude that we're showing to God and to each other? After Mass, people thank me all the time. That's wonderful. I appreciate that. But in other situations, do we thank those who do have service in our lives? Doctors, nurses, those in service professions, even cashiers or the waitstaff at restaurants. Anywhere that we find other people, do we thank them for what they do? Do we always exhibit good manners, hospitality, and humility? In other words, are we showing a sense of class in a good way by letting God's grace come out through us in our thoughts, our words, our actions, everything? And we do this, my brothers and sisters, not for praise, not for flattery, not for the good comments of human beings. We do this because of Christ. We do this because of Christ, whom we serve and whom you and I represent. As Christians, we bear his name. This is why our words and actions, even our daily activities, and even our clothing, everything about us, must always say that we are Christians. We live and act like people of God, like people with whom Christ, in whom Christ lives. God has made us disciples of his Son. God has made us Christians. We live with him, we live in him, he lives in us. We must think of ourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. He has made us Christians, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, announcing the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his own wonderful light. We are living always, in every way, everywhere, living for God in Christ Jesus.